JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, St. Andrew High School celebrates 90 years. And later we bring you facts about autism. We're going Roundabout JA. Please, come with us.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
St. Andrew High School for Girls celebrated its 90th anniversary in a grand homecoming week with 10 events from Sunday, April 10 to Saturday, April 16. The week of activities, guided by the theme Enriched, Empowered, and Abounding in God's Favor, were held under the patronage of Professor Emerita Elsa Leo Riney. On Sunday, April 10, a Thanksgiving service was held in the school hall, followed by Sunday brunch in the Garden Theatre. On Tuesday, staff, students, parents, and old girls participated in the Maintaining Our Legacy March in and around the Halfway Tree area. Celebrations continued on Thursday, April 14, with the hosting of an education conference on the school campus featuring SAHS alumni who have become trailblazers in various sectors, including education, business, and art. On Friday, April 15, the institution showcased its achievements catering to the 21st century learner with a technology open day. St. Andrew was one of the first schools to implement the Tablet in Schools program, which they dubbed the Bring Your Own Device BYOD policy. Senior teacher in charge of the open day proceeding, Sedona Gilzine McCain, says the school recognized and responded to students' needs with the installation of Wi-Fi routers and projectors in every other room.
This generation, they like to touch, they like to see, and they like to ask why. So when you put them on a device and you can show them how they can access that information, then you find that your classes move more quickly and the students are much more attentive and they learn better.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has also lauded the school for its continued track record of excellence and encouraged the institution to share its accomplishments with the rest of Jamaica.
I'm only appealing that you will spread your wings and help to influence so much of the other institutions across Jamaica that requires transformation, requires good leadership. Certainly, you are a beacon of light and tells us that it can be done.
Vision 2030 Jamaica is a bipartisan development plan aimed at increasing opportunity and the quality of life for citizens. To achieve this, all of us will have to work together to make the country a better place. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
Before we go, parents are usually the first to notice unusual behaviors in their toddler and their child's failure to reach appropriate developmental milestones. Unfortunately, few assessment centers exist outside of the corporate area to confirm suspicions. If you suspect that your child has Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, centers that perform evaluations include the Child and Family Clinic at the University Hospital of the West Indies and the Michael College Care Center, located on 5 Manhattan Avenue in the Crossroads area. Facts About Autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.